Good morning. We're learning Chayadim, Klal Ches. We're learning Simen Tes. And Eir Kol Alaylo, Mavor Kol Berchus Hashachar, Chutz Me'al Natilas Yadayim, Velokai Neshama, Vamav Rasheinu. Person is awake the whole night. He says all of the Berchus Hashachar, with the exclusion of three brachas, Natilas Yadayim, Velokai Neshama, and Vamav Rasheinu. Im Yashin Shishin Nishmin, Mavorachas Kulum. If a person slept again this period of time, which we said is a half an hour of Shinas Keva, so then he would be able to say all brachas, including on the Tilsidayim, Elokai Neshama, and Mavrashena. Birchas HaTorah, Ayin, Bechol HaSamach. And Birchas HaTorah we will talk about in the coming Klal. Mishnah Berurah does point out that if a person goes to the bathroom in the morning, then Al Tilsidayim can be said according to everybody. So you will say Al Tilsidayim. So the only question which still remains, the person is awake the whole night, let's say for Shavuos, for example, or other times a person will be up the whole night. So in the morning he has to go to the bathroom, so after he comes out he will say Al Tilsidayim and Asher Yatzar. Elokai Neshama is questionable and Amar Rashena is questionable, and those two he should be Yotzei by hearing from somebody else. And Birchas HaTorah he will talk about in the upcoming Klal. Okay. Simen Yod, Kol Brachas Ad Parshas Vayedaber, Mutal Baruch Kadem Hayom. So we mentioned before that all of the brachas can be said before it becomes light from Chatzos and onwards, with the issue of Asher Nasan Lasech, but only if you heard a Tarnagol. But if you heard a Tarnagol, you could say it 3 o'clock in the morning. However, so what about Karbonos? So I can say all of that up to the Parsha of Karbonos. All Parshas of Karbonos, L'yom Ela B'yom. Karbonos had to be brought by day. Karbonos were possible if you brought them by Lilo. So we are approximating the act of bringing Karbonos through saying the Pesukim about their Karbonos. Person is Oisik B'taras Chathas as if he brought a Chathas. A person is Oisik in the Halachas, the Pesukim of the Korban Tomin as if he brought, if he's he, as part of Klai, still brought the Korban Tomid. So Korban Tomid has to be brought by day, cannot be brought by night. So you cannot say the Pesukim of Korbanus by night. Fine. Lo Yomer Ela B'yom. V'noigam lo Yomer Parshas Oli Oilo V'chathas V'shar Korbanus. Lo Yomer Ad Acher Parshas HaTomid or Acher HaTvilim. Now, taking this step, thought a step brighter, Allah is that in the time of the Mikdash, the first Korban had to be the Korban Talmud. So a person wants to say the Parsha of Oilo, the Parsha of Chathos, and consider as if he brought an Oilo or a Chathos, he would have to say it after Parsha of Talmud, not beforehand, because then he's saying, bring a Korban, as it were, before the Korban Talmud. So he should say it after the Parsha of Talmud. Or alternatively, if he doesn't read Parsha of Talmud, which, by the way, a person should just say Parsha of Talmud every day, but if he did not, he should say it after davening. And davening stands for the Karbonos. Now, the third point, we're saying that we say the reading of the parashah is equivalent to bringing them. Well, you can't bring an oila or a chathas on Shabbos other than the chiv of the tzibur of the carbon, the oila of the carbon tamid or of musaf, and the chathas of the musaf. Otherwise, these parashas. So, therefore, if we're saying that reading these parashas is equivalent to bringing them, so you do not read them on Shabbos. Kabbalah Shachet ain makriven b'Shabbos yomtiv. Chen lo be'ariv yom kippurim. There's man abayis lohi makriven shemamayit zman achilosim. So, carbon oila you could bring before yom kippur, but a carbon chathas, which is eaten by day and by night, if you'd be makar every kippur, you'd lose, end up not having the night to eat, just the day. And you might end up having some of the basar going to base of psul and not being able to be eaten and becoming noiser. So we don't want to bring a karbonos in such a way, so therefore we would not bring them in every kippur. So we do not read the parshias. Now what is he referring to? So there is some tzidurim, the Siddur Vilna or Baron Lapiansky Siddur, that there they bring the actual psukim of the parshias of the Torah, and you read the parsha of the oil and the parsha of the chatos. Besides that, which you read in the paragraph or the Mishnayos which we bring the Ezim Kamen Shal Zvachim, that parak, when you read some of the lochas of the Chatas on the Oilah, they would actually read the Parsha of the Oilah and the Parsha of the Chatas as well. The simple reading of the purpose of reading that was to be in place of bringing those Karbanos. Reading the Mishnayos was to learn Torah. It wasn't so that a person could say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as long as he doesn't say the Hiratzon, which some people have, and if I'm Chai Ibn Chathas, this should be considered as a Ibn Chathas. He would not say that phrase, but the Mishnayos himself, he could say on Shabbos as well. That was the point.